Sometimes life feels like a jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces, but what if every strange moment is exactly where it belongs? What if everything is happening for a reason at that time? Wagwan, wagwan, what's cracky lacking? How are you guys doing? How are you guys feeling? Because I'm feeling high, right? Anyway, guys, how are you guys doing? Welcome to a new episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yo, I'm over the moon. Why am I so excited? I don't know. Anyway, welcome to this new episode. This is episode 117. And guys, there are people who are asking me about the What's Your Unspoken Story episodes. Relax. They're coming. I'm preparing something for you guys. Like it's gonna be an epic production. So be patient with me. Let me cook. Allow me cook. Okay. Allow me cook. But it's in the works because yeah, it's even I think a lot of things are happening in my life right now, guys. Wait first, let me introduce myself. If you're listening to this podcast for the first time and you're wondering who's this noisemaker, surely my name is Awil Awiti, the host of this amazing podcast. So I was saying how a lot of things are happening in my life right now. Like you see, when I say when life comes at you first, it does at once. Yeah, that's what I'm going through like right now. Like a lot of things are happening. So the reason why I'm yet to drop What's Your Unspoken Story, the series, the episodes. I have recorded some, but I'm yet to record some, is because there are a lot of things. Like I am a lot of things are happening. Like I have a lot of things going on right now. I don't know if I can say all of them. You know, I'm a believer that I don't believe in talking things before they execute themselves. You know, I feel like if I talk about things before they happen, it can jinx them. So that's why. But a lot of things are happening. Like I've been able to join something I've really wanted, like something I really applied for, and it went through. Two things I applied. In fact, three. Oh my gosh, it's three things. Like you see. Like this week has been full of the past week. I'm recording this on Tuesday, so the past week has been last week has been full of like good news. I've been so excited. That's why I think I'm in a good mood. Yeah. So the past week has been good. Has been full of good news. You see those email that you receive that email that says we are thrilled to inform you. So I got three such emails this week. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Like when God starts showing off, he just shows off at once. Like, be patient. In fact, that is the reason I'm recording this episode today. Like, today we're talking about those moments when life feels confusing or incomplete, when it's hard to see how your story fits together. Like, you're in that moment where you're feeling like, why are things not adding up? Why are things not adding up? Like, I've done this, like, I'm not seeing the result. But let's talk about why it's just a piece of the puzzle. Like now, like my life is unfolding right in front of me. Like the things I wanted when I was a baby, when I was a kid, when I was a teenager, the dreams I had, they're slowly coming back. Like they're slowly coming back to me. They're slowly developing. Like they're slowly happening. I'm in places. I'm finding myself in situations where I was supposed to be in, like, situations where, I don't know if you guys are getting, like, I'm finding myself now in places, in spaces, in situations where now it makes sense. I'm like, okay, so this happened a few years ago. Now the dots are connecting. Are you getting me? Like, life is just a piece of the puzzle. Like, now my life is, like, things are just starting for. Things are just starting to add up. Things are starting to make sense. As you get older, like they say, as you get older, you get wiser. Finally, life starts making sense. Actually, that thing is true. Because now, things are happening. I'm in places like, and then I'm thinking, okay, I've always wanted to do this when I was young. These are the dreams I had. So I went to school to study this. So I met this person at this time. Because they were serving a purpose. They were like a piece of, like they're like a piece in my puzzle. Are you guys getting? life is just crazy. Like, I'm in that phase in my life. Like, all these things are happening now. I'm like, what? So a few years ago, this happened because this was going to happen later on. So, like, things are just adding up. You are at this place at that time in that specific year. You went through something at that specific time. You did what? You met someone at that specific time. They did this to you. This happened. Like, all those things are just pieces to the puzzle that is your life. And as you grow older, the puzzle just keeps adding up. Things, the dots just keep connecting. And then you're like, okay. So, like, this episode is just a reminder. Like, be patient with yourself. Trust the process. I know it's cliche. I know it's cliche to say trust the process. But actually, it's the truth, man. Sometimes it's the simple things. It's the small details that actually you sit down and say, okay, this little happened. It's the small wins. The things that happened, they actually led you to the person you are today, right now. Those things, everything, your childhood, everything. You might not understand everything right now, but you just have to hold on to the piece you've been given. You can't see the full picture. It's tempting to think that you've failed because you can't see the full picture, but it's just... But what if you're just one piece away from clarity? What if you're just one piece away from clarity? What if you're just one piece away from realizing that dream that you've always had in your heart? What if you're just one step away, like just one more step? Guys, that is crazy. Like, the struggles, the wins, the boring in-betweens, they're not random. Those things are not random. But the one thing I'm learning in this life right now is that nothing is random. Nothing just happens. I think I did that episode on that. Nothing is just, honestly. Nothing just happens randomly. Everything happens for a reason. Like, all those things are dots connecting. They're pieces of the puzzle that is your life. Like, they're leading you to who you're supposed to be. Are you getting me? I feel like this is a sermon right now. So yeah, the past week, I've got like 3 good emails, things that I really applied for, and I got in, which is so amazing, which is so crazy. So I'm working with a new brand, guys. So I'm working with a new brand on my Instagram. I think also I'll work with them on YouTube, but mostly on my Instagram. So it's like a cryptocurrency brand, like a cryptocurrency app. It's called Busha. So guys, I'm still working with the content, but yeah, they sent me the email and everything, so we are good. So I'm still recording the content for them, and I'll upload it. It will be on your timeline soon. So if you see my content, guys, interact, engage, so that I can work with them again and I can work with more brands. Okay, engage your content. In case you're wondering, it's Awino Awiti on Instagram, Unspoken Podcast KE, Awino Awiti on TikTok. Yeah, Unspoken Podcast on YouTube. So yeah, that is crazy. And then I got into another program which is related to the podcast. That's why I'm telling you guys, the series, I want to produce it, like, just wait. So it's coming. And then what else? And then I got into another program chasing something I wanted. You remember when I told you guys that I want to chase my acting dreams? Yeah, I'm on that path. I'm on that road, because I told you guys how I fell in love with theater. Like, theater was the first art that I fell in love with. And even when I started doing stage plays when I was in high school, primary, all those things, they led me to start this podcast. That was my journey. That's why I'm explaining this. That's the point of this episode today. Like, all those things, me starting acting when I was in high school, doing those stage plays, and then as I did all those things, I realized I have a passion for acting. That's what I even studied theater in school. So, and then a few years back after university, it stopped acting. So I started doing the podcast. But now, years later, after graduating, I'm now finding my way back. My love for acting is just chasing me again. I'm like, I'm just having like a wake up call. Like, yo, this used to be something you really wanted. This used to be a passion. So it's slowly finding its way back to me. So like that girl who started acting, doing stage plays in high school, did it in prime in and I mean college, and then even did a degree there. All those things, I did those things because later, years later, I was gonna come back to doing that thing. You kidding me, guys? I hope you're understanding me. But those, almost all those things that I did, they're leading me to this moment right here. Like they're part of the puzzle of where I'm supposed to be in the future, of how my life is supposed to my how my life is supposed to unfold. Okay, so sometimes life feels like a jigsaw puzzle with missing pieces, but what if every strange moment is exactly where it belongs? What if everything is happening for a reason at that time? Today, I just want to remind you that you're not behind, actually. You're just holding a piece of the masterpiece that's still unfolding. Your life is still unfolding. Your story, it's bado inaandikwa. You have the pen. Your story is still, like, you're still writing your story. So as long as you're still breathing, as long as you're still alive and you can't even see the full picture, no, your story is still unfolding. The pieces of your life, the pieces of the puzzle that is your life, is still adding up. Things are just adding up slowly, slowly. Just trust the process. Give yourself grace. So yeah, you guys, you get what I'm saying? Because now when I'm getting older, you guys, I'm hiding to my late 20s, I'm like 30s are over here looking at me. And some things I'm just like have realizing a lot of things in my life right now, like how different life faces, like how things in my childhood, how things unfolded when I was a young kid, how the achievements I have, how things unfolded when I was a teenager, like they each form part of who I am. And that is what still goes on to, like, every piece of you, everything that you have done, like that is just a piece of everything. Like, things are just adding up. Just be patient. Embrace your unfinished identity instead of rushing to be complete, instead of wanting to know how is my story gonna end, like what does the future hold for me. Embrace the steps of your journey. Embrace every day that you go out there and chase your dreams. Embrace your unfinished identity instead of rushing to see, like, the complete story. Okay, so I hope this is a reminder for you guys. This is just, I don't know if you know, guys. I didn't write any notes on this episode like all the other episodes. Today I just wrote, I had this when I got that email. I got this inspo when I received those emails last week. I got this inspo, like, life is a piece of the puzzle. I was like, this is gonna be an awesome episode, like a piece of the puzzle. Like, everything happened, everything that has been happening, they're all just pieces of the puzzle, and everything just unfolds well they're supposed to be. And even I remembered someone said, I was watching a movie and someone said, Ati, if you want to make God laugh, tell him your plans. Like, you will, as human beings, we'll plan your life, and we will picture how we want our life to unfold. How, like, when I get to my 30s, I want to have my dream job. I will have my dream job. I want to get married. I want to set, like, you know, all those shenanigans. But God already knows. Like, God, as soon as you're born, like, God already knows, this girl, I know the life I want for her. So everything that has been happening in your life, it was already planned by God. You will plan your life, but God is just there laughing. Girl, you don't know what the plans I have for you. You don't know. You have no idea. So yeah, it was crazy. Like, if you want to make God laugh, telling my plan. So everything just happens. Everything is going to happen for a reason. Like, every individual experience, anything you experience, whether good or bad, it fits into the larger journey of your life. Into your career, it fits into your personal growth. Everything fits. I mean, like, the things that you do, the people that you meet, everything fits. And then everything happens for a reason. Don't feel stuck whenever you're feeling stuck. That frustration of feeling stuck when you see only one piece and not the full picture yet. Don't feel that. We just trust the process. I know. Yeah, trust the process. And yeah, I think everything will work out in the end. Stay motivated when you feel like your efforts don't make sense. Just stay motivated. Like, even me, as much as I'm excited about these things, I'm telling you, these deals that are happening, but of course, they're huge, they're important to my journey, they're vital to my journey, they're a big part, they're serving, like, they're gonna help my career when it comes to my content and my podcast and the film and acting. But they require me to get out of my comfort zone, like, insanely. I'm even scared. They require me to get out of my comfort zone, be uncomfortable. They require me to be a hard worker. They require me to be resilient, because it's something like, it's going to disrupt my entire routine, because it's something like, it's like something I got to do every day. You get it? Like, it's adding to my, a lot of things. I already have my job now. This is like another thing I have to do. So, and then I have the podcast again to do. So it's like a lot of things will be happening at the same time. So it requires me to really get out of my comfort zone. It requires me to go out there and do the things that scare me, because it's a lot of, it's competitive. And then something I think I've never done before, like being in the film industry. I've not been actively in the film industry. So yeah, I've not been active there. So going there, it's like I'm going to be meeting a lot of different people. I'm used to the content creation industry, the creator industry, the podcasters. I'm used to that. So now this is, I'm venturing into now the film industry. And I feel like, okay, I don't know what to expect. So yeah, it requires a different version of me. All these things that they require a different, like, version of me. They require me to be someone else, kind of, someone different, like, I don't know, tap into something different. I don't know. I hope you get what I'm saying, but yeah, that's just it. So, but the point I'm getting at, but all these things, they require me to do all those things because it's a piece to where I'm heading. They're adding up to where I want to be. The goals that I have, the dreams that I have, they're all adding up to who I am meant to be, to who, they're all leading me there. This is the path I have to go through. This is the road. So they're all leading me to who I am meant to be. So yeah, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for it. And that goes to you who's listening. That dream you're chasing, the thing you want to be, you're just on the right path. All those things you're doing, they're leading you there. It's just a piece of the puzzle. They're leading you there. So don't despair. Don't lose hope. Don't be scared. Being scared is good, actually. Being scared is good. I was listening to another Joel Austin's podcast, one of my favorite podcasts to listen to. And he's saying, God scares you to greatness. All those things that you're scared of doing, be scared to greatness. Scare yourself to greatness. It is on those scary moments, doing, tapping into those scary things, that you unfold, that you get to be someone. Like, what do they say? Success is on the other side of fear. Yeah, so those, tap into that fear and scale to the highest you're supposed to be. So scare yourself to greatness. Amen. Amen. Anyway, guys, I hope you've learned something from this awesome episode. It came off from my head, honestly. I'm just here putting all these things together, trying to put them towards all these things I'm feeling. I'm just trying to put them towards, and I hope I have done that to the best of your understanding. Hope you've learned something from this episode. And if you have, share with me, like, how have you been feeling that way? Have you been in a phase of your life where you're feeling like, okay, now I feel like I'm lost. Like, what piece are you holding right now? Like, even if it feels random or useless, where do you think it's leading you to? If you reflect on the words that I've said, what piece are you holding right now? Even if it feels random or useless, where might it be leading you to? Ask yourself that. Like, what's the piece I'm holding right now? What are the cards I have in my hand right now? And what do they require me to do? Where are these cards leading me to? Where is this puzzle leading me to? Where are these dots leading me to? And I'm sure you'll find your way to your destiny, where you're meant to be. You're on the right path. You're going to find a way. So yeah, you're not lost. You're not behind. You're exactly where you need to be. And your masterpiece is still in progress. Okay. Anyway, guys, I hope you've learned something. And I hope you've enjoyed this episode. And remember to check out my Instagram, check out my content there. Guys, it's brand partnership after brand partnership. On God. By the way, I need to go and watch I need to edit this and then go and watch the BBC documentary. Hey, that documentary has spurred a lot of stuff. Like, this country, are we even safe, guys? Like, oh my God. That documentary, shout out to my friend, guys. The hero, Ademba. Wow. Okay, I need to go and watch it. I started watching it, but I've not finished watching it. So, I want to watch it. It was too sad for me. I was too happy at that time. I was like, no. This thing's gonna make me angry now, and I don't want to be angry. It's gonna make me so sad right now, and I don't want to be sad. So I'm gonna watch. I'm gonna continue watching it at a later time after I feel like being sad. So yeah, let me edit this and then watch that. Guys, you need to watch that. Guys, it's time for us to do our due diligence as citizens. So go and watch that documentary. Be interested, be involved, because as you can see, this government of ours, it's messy. Things are like, it's so messy. So be like, it's time, like, you need to be involved in such things, in such talks, in this, when you're like, your duty as a citizen, you're required to do something as a citizen. Please, let's do it, because you're in whose hands are we safe? You're not safe. Anyway, guys, I have to love and leave you over here. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios.